You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Thursday evening, and I hope you're having a good week, and I hope you're staying safe, and I hope you're making good decisions, okay? That's all we want, is for you to make good decisions in life, okay? So, I don't know if I'm quite ready to make this announcement, but there is some stuff coming very, very soon. I'm trying to fit in a bunch of things all at once, so please bear with me, okay? I don't know if I made this announcement or not, but on the website, I now have two buttons in the sidebar, resources for alphas and resources for faggots. And if you click on those two buttons, they lead you to a series of posts relevant to each classification. And so if you're looking for resources to answer some questions, please feel free to look at that. Sometimes I get people asking me a lot of questions that, on social media that I'm trying to answer as many questions as I can, but like my time is limited. So if you could just do a little research on the website, I've written about a lot of things. So it would be a great help if you would just go through the website a little bit and maybe use the search bar, you know. Yeah, it's you'd think at this point, you know, with Google being ubiquitous, that people would be accustomed to just searching for stuff. But I think some people just want me to hold their hand all the way to Nirvana. So anyway, I had a couple of very, very huge posts on the website this week. I had like a crazy like 72-hour period where I was doing a bunch of stuff and trying to do interviews for these posts and get them put together. So but I got them out to you, and I'm very impressed by them, actually. If you did look at the website, which is again fagsworshipalphas.com, right? There is a post on there about Alpha Greg, who is a straight alpha, divorced, straight, completely straight. And he had, he made acquaintances with Alpha Tank, which is an alpha that I have featured on the website multiple times. And Alpha Tank kind of put a bug in his ear about maybe using faggots to relieve his sexual tension here and there. And he did eventually try it after reading a bunch of stuff on fagsworshipalphas.com, of course. And and he loved getting blowjobs every day from his faggot from the gym that he met. And as is almost always the case, okay, virtually every straight guy who tries faggot worship, faggot service orally, almost always comes back, unless the faggot is just incompetent, you know. Like, if it was that cocksucker from what's that one stupid-ass website? I can't even think of... Oh, Beefcake Hunter. That guy sucks, okay? But if you have a good faggot that knows what they're doing and sucks their cock, they're going to come back. Almost all straight guys do, okay? And this is just reality. So, anyway, so after he got acquainted with having a cocksucker, owning a cocksucker. He contacted me, and we got to talking about him going to the next step of breeding a faggot, this faggot that's servicing him. So he did that. He finally fucked his first faggot the other day, and he loved it, okay? Again, it's just getting past the whole homophobic thing, you know? Once men get past that and they try it, they're like, what the fuck am I, why was I wasting all my time not using this resource, you know? So, yeah, so he's on board now, and I think he's going to put that faggot into chastity, which is pretty exciting. I love seeing straight alphas take control like that. It just really shows they've got a kind of a natural, like a natural instinct on how to do this correctly. I don't know. There was also a post about he called himself Dragon Alpha because he's from Wales, and Wales, their symbol is a dragon, and how he is grooming a new young alpha, who's what, 8 years younger than him, I guess. He's 21, and this young alpha. Has been balking at the use of faggots, you know, because he's straight. But Dragon Alpha, who, you know, has had his, he's fathered five children, you know, so he's definitely an alpha breeder, you know, for sure. But he's grooming this young alpha, and this young alpha is out there reading my stuff right now. And I got to tell you, like, it's just, it's really rewarding, you know, to be in this position where I can help alphas, you know, to find a purpose in their life, you know, to find a like a new gear in their transmission, you know. It's really rewarding to me as a faggot. I mean, it's one thing to serve a man sexually or whatever, but like, to be able to change their life in a way, you know, or add more glory to it. I mean, it's very special to me, and it never gets old. I mean, it never ever gets old for me. Like I dearly love that process, you know, of helping young alphas or any alphas really find that purpose, you know. So. Stay tuned for that, because I do suspect I'm going to hear more about this situation very soon. So, and if he's listening to this podcast, which he might be, sir, please contact me, okay? fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com, and I will answer all of your questions and be very honest with you, okay? Anyway, what I really wanted to talk about was the other dramatic post of the week, which caused a lot of, controversy maybe about, I'm not going to go that far, but there were people concerned, let's just put it that way. And it involves Chin, okay? And the post that I wrote about, the idea that Chin might be castrated by Master Jin. And people wanted to know if that was real or whatever. I don't write fantasy stories, okay? I've never written fantasy stories on the website. I'm not interested in it, you know. There's lots and lots of gay erotica out there. You know, dom, sub, gay erotica. Go read that. You know, I have no interest in it. I'm interested in the clinical, scientific, I guess, view of hierarchy. And I can't do that unless I deal with facts and I deal with truth, you know. So, you know, I'm, you know, I... it's how I like my politicians, and it's how I like my hierarchy. I like it to be grounded in reality. So the story about Chin is true, okay? Now, I want to preface this by saying that Chin has been an extraordinary fag brother of mine, okay? I'm very proud of Chin. You have to remember, if you've been keeping track of it, of that story that started last, you know, August, September of last year. So, Chin didn't realize he was a faggot until Alpha Jin, Master Jin, moved into his dorm room or his apartment and took him. Okay. So Chin became Master Jin's faggot, okay? And Chin was Master Jin's first faggot, because Master Jin is a straight alpha. And Chin went on to be the first faggot to three more great young straight alpha males. I mean, he was the first faggot for Master Nick and Master Nicola, and Master Matt, so up in Toronto. So, and not only did Chin do that, but he's also mentored these other faggots that have come into service to these other alphas, you know, and Master Nick primarily. So that's why I wrote that article called The Tree of Chin, because Chin is like this tree, become this tree, and all this fruit came to bear from the tree that Chin planted and grew, you know. And so I'm very proud of Chin, okay. But having said that, Chin has been the one that's been the most problem with the chastity cage, okay. Out of all the faggots that Master Nick, all the alphas have owned in Toronto, Chin has been fighting the cage the whole time. I see. For me, it's just kind of hard to understand why a faggot would be so interested in their clit, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a flap of skin that has no purpose, you know? But for some reason, Chin just wants to keep playing with it, or he wants to play with it. And so he keeps fighting this, this edict that, I mean, Masters Nick and Master Jin, both of them, are in complete agreement. Faggots should be in chastity, and they should not be allowed to play with their clits, okay? There's only one dick in their houses, and it's theirs, you know. They're straight alpha males. They want faggots to serve them, okay? And they've believed it from day one. That's been their position. And they've enforced it very strictly, okay? There will be no deviation, okay, from it. If you want to call it alpha privilege, you can do that, okay? Because these men are superior men, okay? And they're going to have it exactly the way they want it. And I guess they deserve that, right? So, you know, I kept warning Chin, you know, and I kept encouraging him, and I kept telling him, Chin, if it's bothering you that much, then just come out of service, stop serving them, and go back to a normal life, and you can take the cage off and do whatever you want to do. And Chin kept saying, no, I want to serve. And I would be like, well, then you've got to change your attitude. Because what you're doing is causing problems, you know. And Chin just kept going at it. Like, he'd go, he would kind of come around, and then a couple weeks later, he'd be back on it again, whining and complaining about the cage. And, like, whenever his cleaning would come along, because, you know, I've mentioned this before, Master Nick and Master Jin both personally uncaged their faggots and cleaned them and recaged them. And honestly, it's unheard of for masters to go to that length of care for their faggots, that they're going to do that. I mean, I'm still just saying it just practically gives me chills, because I've never heard of any alpha going to that length to care for their faggot's well-being, you know, and they're straight. You know, these guys are straight males, and they have that depth of understanding. Do you understand? Like, they make their actions make all other masters seem almost pathetic. In, you know, in comparison, they are the type of man that every faggot should hope to serve. And I'm not just saying that, you know, because I'm biased. I'm telling you the truth. I've never seen it in all my years. And so I guess what I'm getting at is that Chin is, he's owned by the most incredible alphas that maybe have ever lived, okay? And he doesn't seem to have, as so far, he hasn't been showing that kind of appreciation for what he actually has, you know? Anyway, a couple weeks ago, I published an article about a post that some website had put up about Roman gladiators. And I admit that I have never heard this story before, but apparently, you know, you can go and look at the website and read the post, but I'll summarize it here. Apparently, Roman gladiators had faggots service them, you know, to keep them, their heads clear and keep them focused on training and fighting and whatever, you know. And these faggots, and the name for the faggots, I forget, it had a special name and I can't remember off the top of my head, but they were a group of faggots that were assigned to service these gladiators. Now, I gotta tell you, that sounds pretty fucking awesome, okay? I mean, I was drooling all over myself just reading about it. Gosh. I mean, who doesn't want to fucking suck off a Roman gladiator? Anyway, where's my vibrator at? Just kidding. Anyway, one of the points of the article is that if the faggots did not do their job properly and quickly enough, they were castrated in sort of as a form of punishment, okay? Not sort of. It is a form of punishment. So they were castrated. This made an impression on Chin, okay? And Chin asked me about it, and I said, you know, like, I guess his question about it was, would they ever do that, you know? Would Master Nick or Master Jin ever castrate us, you know? And I did, at that time, ask both of them if they would consider castration for their faggots, and both of them said no, okay? And so I just kind of tossed it aside, but then the other day, Chin started acting up about the cage, okay? Master Jin spent the night over at his girlfriend's house, and he fucked her multiple times, okay, and he was having a good time, and left Chin alone in the house. And Chin went to the lockbox in Master Jin's bedroom where he keeps the chastity cage key, okay? And started fucking around with that lockbox. Well, Master Jin had changed the combination on the box. And so when Master Jin returned, he noticed that the box had been fucked with by Jin. And he was very upset about it, okay? And I was very upset about it. And I did not tell Master Jin when he started contacting me, I did not tell him that I knew about what Jin had done, because I was going to keep his secret, if possible. But anyway, Master Jin was very pissed off about it. And he contacted Master Nick, and Master Nick was really pissed off about it. And they started discussing the possibility of castrating Jin. Now, you know, before you say, well, what do they know about it? Master Jin is going to be a doctor. He's studying to be a doctor. He has a friend who's an anesthesiologist. I'm starting to talk like Donald Trump. It's too late, I guess. But so he could get it done. He's got access to propofol, which is the anesthetizing anesthetizing agent that would be used to put him out, and is used in surgeries, and he could castrate him, okay? So it could happen. So there was this big drama for about a day where Master Nick called Chin and basically told him, you either straighten up or we're going to cut your balls off, literally. You know, like, Master Nick was really, really pissed. So was Master Jin. And Master Jin and Master Nick were, they asked me multiple times, do you think we should do this? You know, and I mean, I don't want to see a faggot be castrated, you know. But on the other hand, what is the answer? Hypnosis? I mean, release him, I guess? I don't really know. Like, and I mean, I tried to counsel them as best as I thought I could, but like, ultimately, they're alpha males that are going to make their decision, you know. Well, they decided not to castrate Chin yet. Chin really threw himself into service and was just very worshipful, kissing Master Jin's feet when he walks in the door, like begging him for forgiveness, etc., like really going over the top in service. And, you know, begging for his balls. Please let me keep my balls, you know. So they decided against it. Now, I mean, Master Nick was, even after they decided not to castrate Chin, Master Nick was still like, he called Chin again and was just like, if you step out of line, this is going to happen. Like, he was still hammering away at this idea that they were gonna cut him open, you know. And I talked to Chin today about it, and Chin said, I'm having trouble sleeping because I'm having nightmares about being castrated. And I my heart went out to him, because that's not a fun way to live, you know, to feel that afraid. But I don't know what to say other than this. And I say this to all the fucking faggots out there, okay? If you're going to serve an alpha male, if you want to do that, then you had better be in 100%, okay? And you do what they say, 100%. Or you leave service. I mean, the choice is ultimately yours. So you're not some, you know, victim. if you're submitting to a man, then you be prepared 100% to serve him, okay? He tells you what to do when you do it. If he says you're going to be in chastity all the time, forever, as long as you're serving me, then that is the reality, your new reality, okay? Accept it. This shit of, like, you're going to serve a man your way, or you want this or that. No, that is not how it works. That's not how it worked for the faggots that serviced the Roman gladiators, and it's not going to be how it is today. Men have not changed. They have the same level of expectation from the inferiors that serve them. So if you're a faggot and you want to serve an alpha male, or you're serving an alpha male, then you are in 100%, or you're out 100%. But there's none of this half-hearted bullshit, or like you're going to whine your way into favors. I mean, it's just not going to work. Alpha males want what they want, and you're going to give it to them, or somebody else is going to give it to them. And so you have to make a decision, you know. And that's my rant, my mini rant. Normally they're a lot worse than this, but I guess I feel sympathy for Chin, you know. It's hard, you know. I mean, I understand where it's coming from. It's just, if he would let go of that part of him, okay, and just say, this is not part of my life anymore, you know, and he embraced what he actually is, he would be so much happier, and he would be able to keep his balls, okay? So there's a decision right there. Anyway, well, I went on longer than I intended to, but it's important, you know. I want faggots out there to really think about that, okay? Because men have things, ways at their disposal to make you obey one way or the other. So, and they are the superior force. So you've got a choice to make as a faggot, okay? So know what you're getting into and be serious about it. Anyway, that's all I've got for today. And I would be curious to find out what people think about this castration topic. It's very radical. I don't know how I would write that post if they actually had castrated him, or if they ever do. You know, like, it would be very hard to write that post. I hope I never have to write it, honestly. So, anyway, I will let you go. But thanks for listening and hanging out with me for a little while. And, of course, you can support the site on Patreon. It's Fags Worship Alphas on Patreon. And you can contact me and we can talk whenever you want, okay? So, thanks a lot. And I love you very much. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.